In this bulletin, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews confirms Melbourne is on track to have restrictions eased on Sunday. The government defends potential tax cuts in next month's federal budget. And in sport, the lineup for the AFL final series is set. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says Melbourne is on track to have coronavirus restrictions further eased next week. Victoria has today registered 28 new coronavirus cases and 3 more deaths. Although that's an increase from the 11 new cases registered in the state yesterday, the 14-day rolling average of new cases in Melbourne has fallen to 32.8, which Mr. Andrews has reaffirmed is low enough for restrictions to relax. Mr. Andrews says any extra COVID-19 cases detected as a result of high testing numbers will not delay the easing of restrictions.
Extra positive cases because of a higher testing rate will not hold us back from taking safe and steady next steps. What could hold us back is if we don't have enough people coming forward and getting tested, and we don't think the test results are an accurate picture of how much virus is out there.
Today's 3 deaths are all linked to aged care. They are a woman aged in her 70s, one aged in her 90s, and one in her 100s. The Victorian coronavirus death toll is now 766, and the national toll is 854. The federal government is defending the prospect of tax cuts in next month's federal budget. It has flagged it is considering bringing forward the personal income tax cuts currently scheduled for 2022 and 2024 to this year's federal budget. An advertising campaign backed by 40 prominent Australians has been launched against the tax cuts, claiming they won't provide the stimulus the economy needs to bounce back from a coronavirus-induced recession. But Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has told the Seven Network there will be flow-on effects from the tax cuts that will help the economy's recovery.
People with more of their own money means they'll spend more. Leaving business with more of the money they generate means they'll invest more in their future success. We want to ensure that we have the strongest possible economic and jobs recovery.
Tasmanian authorities say the wet and gloomy weather today will help them during a whale rescue. About 270 pilot whales are stranded on 2 sandbars at Macquarie Harbour near Strawn on the west coast of Tasmania. About one third of the whales have died. It's believed to be the biggest mass stranding in Tasmania in at least a decade. Wildlife biologist Dr. Chris Carline says authorities will refloat a few of the whales and then assess their behaviour to determine the next step.
So this entire operation, a lot of it depends on how these animals respond once they've got water underneath them and are free floating. So that's the first step, get a few animals off, assess behaviour, and that will determine where we go to from here.
About 60 people are involved in the rescue. South Australia will open its border to New South Wales from Thursday. From then on, those arriving in South Australia from New South Wales will no longer be required to isolate for 14 days. South Australia's Chief Health Officer, Nicola Spurrier, says the decision has been made because New South Wales has had 14 days of no community transmission of coronavirus involving cases of unknown origin. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says the decision will reopen businesses and social channels.
This will be a massive, massive relief to people who have been dislocated from friends, from family, from business opportunities. This will be a huge relief.
Mr. Marshall says the case of an infected taxi driver in Sydney has caused South Australian authorities some concern, but they believe it's a risk that can be managed. And New South Wales has recorded 2 new coronavirus cases overnight. In the AFL, Collingwood's coach admits his team needs to greatly improve in order to progress through the first week of finals. The Magpies succumbed to minor premiers Port Adelaide on Monday last night, and they are facing a tough battle in the finals. Collingwood will compete against West Coast in Perth, and coach Nathan Buckley concedes the side is familiar with the city. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two clearing, 21. Adelaide, shower or two and windy, 17. Melbourne, showers developing and windy, 18. Hobart, a shower or two and 18 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, becoming windy, also 18. Wollongong, sunny, 25. Sydney, a possible early shower and sunny, 27. Newcastle, a possible early shower, also 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy with a possible late shower, 31. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31, and Darwin, similar conditions, 24. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.